how to treat their feet if they were hurt. The horses, they used to have to kill them. You know, if the horses got hurt, they killed them. He learned how to shoe the horses and take care of them if they had something wrong with them. And when he was in Galveston, Texas, the Barnum and Bailey Circus was there, and they had that big, really fancy wagon. Cost a lot of money, fancy one. And they had 40 horse hitch on there. And this here, the leader of that came over, and then he brought this here little, a little zebra over there. And he wanted my dad to shoe that little feller. And he just kicked him, and he bit him, and he said it was the worst thing he ever tried to shoe. But the man was so pleased with the work that he came in and tried to get him to go with their company and do all of their work for them. But my dad didn't want that kind of life, so he didn't do it. But I've got a picture of it, picture of these horses. There was 40 horses, and he fixed a couple pairs of shoes for each one of them, 40 horses.
A lot of shoes.
With their number on it. And I've got a picture of that over there. Just had to have it in one of the leading magazines. A picture of it was just a replica, you know, with those big, beautiful horses. Had kind of like stockings on.
Oh, uh-huh.
Forgot what to call them.
I think they call them
Clydesdale, yeah. That's the kind of horses they had on it. And anyway, after my dad lived with us, we got along good. And my dad was always good to us, and so Aunt Martha. My sister thought so much of her. I think you're closer when you haven't got a mother. You know, when you have a stepmother, it's not quite like your own mother.
Mm-hmm.
Even though she was a very good person, but she was different than my mother. And I
can you describe
which aunt?
When you were small.
Well, see, that we lived in those three places.
Well, what about the house where you lived with your father and your aunt? Can you tell me about the kitchen?
Yeah. The house was, you know, my grandfather walked across the plains when he was four, and he had brothers. And so when these brothers built a house, they built two big rooms and a really tall, and with two rooms upstairs. Two rooms on the base, on the bottom, and it was made out of adobes. And his brother built one across the road, and the other brother down on the next corner. And they all built them just alike. It was just the two really big rooms. And then later.
How did they heat them?
I don't know how they did. I'll tell you when I was there. They had this here big kitchen, and the kitchen was 16, I think, by 16. And it was about 9 foot, a few inches tall.